ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। जगत् एतत् अमुष्य यत् त्वम् एकस्त्वमेव जगदेतदमुष्य यत् त्वम् आद्यन्तयो पृथक्
अमुष्य तम
अमुष्य यत्वम
जत व्हाट इज दैट जत और तम दैट्स ऑल
एकास्त्वमेव जगदे तदमुष्य यत्वम आद्यन्तय पृथक् अवश्यसि मध्यतश्च आद्यन्तय पृथगवाश्यसि मध्यतश्च दृष्ट्वा गुणव्यतिकरम् निजमायया इदम् सृष्ट्वा गुणव्यतिकरम् निजमायेदम् नाना इव कै अवसिता तत् अनुप्रविष्टा नानेव तैरवसितास्तदनुप्रविष्टा एकस्त्वमेव जगदे तदमुष्य यत्त्वम् आद्यन्तय पृथगवश्यसि मध्यतश्च सृष्ट्वा गुणव्यतिकरम् निजमायेदम् नानेव तैरवसितास्तदनु प्रविष्ट
एकस्त्वमेव जगदे तदमुष्यत्वम्
अद्यन्तया
नानेव
तैरवसितास्तदनु प्रविष्ट
एकः वन् ओन्लि त्वमेव ट्रान्स्लेशन् माय डियर् लोर्ड् You alone manifest yourself as the whole cosmic manifestation, because before the creation of this cosmic manifestation, you were existing, and you exist also after the annihilation. Therefore, between the beginning and end, you are the maintainer. All these things are being done by your external energy, through the action and reaction of the three modes of material nature. Therefore, the conclusion is, that whatever is existing, it is you only, externally and internally.
Ekastameva jagadetat amusya jatyam adyam antayo prithak avasasi madhyatasya srishtya guna pratikaram nijamaya idam nani vatai ravasitas tadanu pravishtya. Very interesting. This is realization of God. There is difference, varieties, at the same time they are one. Unity in variety. So, in the Brahma Sanghita it is stated, ekappasau rachayatam jagadanda koti. There are many millions of universes. Jagadanda koti. Jagadanda means this universe. And koti means millions. Don't think this is the only universe. There are many millions of universes. In God's creation, there is no limitation. Everything unlimited. Even this universe, to us, it is a great, wonderful thing. We do not know even what are there in the four corners of this universe. Millions and millions of stars, millions of planets, millions and millions of oceans, mountains, and what to speak of living entities, everything unlimited. The universe, it is also stated in the Brahma Sanghita, yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. In the effulgence of Brahma, the example is also there. It is not very difficult. Just like in the sun sign, is the effulgence sign. Sun is there, and the shining is there. But within the shining, there are innumerable planets. In the daytime, we cannot see, but at night we can see. Where from these stars and planets coming? They are already there. And the sun sign, due to the bright sun sign, we cannot see them. But they are existing. As our planet is existing within the sun sign, so similarly there are millions of planets. They are also existing. Similarly, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. This is only universe. But this each universe, millions of universes, they are existing within the Brahma effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, both spiritual and material. Everything is there. So this is the creation of the Supreme Lord. He says, athava bahunaitena kingyatena tavajna. Vishtabhya aham idam krishnam ekaṃsena sthitu jagat. I enter into this creation without spiritual creation, without spiritual entity, there cannot be development of material. That is our contention, that this material world has developed because Krishna has entered, anupravishta, it is said here clearly. Toi ravasitas tadanupravishta. Because you have entered, therefore things have developed. Annantarastham paramanuchayanta. Without spiritual touch, nothing can develop. We have got practical experience that without the spirit soul, the body cannot develop. If a dead child comes out, the body does not develop. Because the spirit soul is there. So this nonsense theory that within the womb of the mother, unless the body is developed to 7 months, there is no life. What is this nonsense? The body has developed to 7 months condition because there is spirit soul. Otherwise, how it becomes 7 months developed? You'll find this description in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, the knowledge received from Srimad Bhagavatam is perfect. Any knowledge which does not collaborate with the knowledge in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that is useless knowledge. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajjita koitava atra paramaninma sananam satam vastava vastu vedam atra. Vastava, real knowledge. This is real knowledge. In the Bhagavad it is said, karmana daivanatrena janta deha upapatti. A living entity gets its body, upapatti, according to karma. Everything is stated there. After sex, the living entity takes shelter within the seminal ovum of the father and mother, and the formation is just like a small grain. That grain develops because the spirit soul has taken shelter. Then body. It is not that the body develops automatically and at 7 months there is life. No. Life, the consciousness may be there. That is another. Consciousness, sometimes if I am surcharged with anesthetics, if I am chloroformed, my consciousness is not there. That does not mean I am not there. Consciousness sometimes may be absent. One man fainted, there is no consciousness. That does not mean there is no life. There is life. The consciousness has not developed. So, this is the anupravishta, this is the fact. Matter cannot develop without the entrance of the spirit, either the spark of the spirit or the supreme spirit. Ekappasau rachayatam jagadanna kuti jachakti rasti jagadanna chayajadantam annantarastam. He enters. We have got many informations that this Brahmanda, the Garbhodukshaya Vishnu enters. Then from his abdomen the lotus flower stem is there, then Brahma comes, and then Brahma creates. So, the original creation, or the beginning of the activities of this universe, was first the entrance of Garbhodukshaya Vishnu. The Mahavishnu, nishyasidasyaika nishyasita kala mathavalambya, jivanti loma bilaja jagadannanatha. First of all, this universe is one of the millions of universes which coming out from the pores of the transcendental body of Mahavishnu. And then Mahavishnu in the form of Garbhodukshaya Vishnu enters each and every universe. And then things take place. Then Brahma is created. This is the process of creation. Anupravishtya, the first entrance is of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So actually, ekastameva, whatever we are saying, that is, you are. Aham sarvasya prabhava, the Bhagavad Gita says. Aham, that is one. Krishna, mamekam, that is one. So actually, everything is that same Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, further explained, Aham. What is that? Maya tatam idam idam. Maya tatam idam. Sadbam. Sadbam, everything. Everything is expanded. Maya tatam idam. Tatam means expanded. Idam. This universe or this world or everything, whatever you take. Maya tatam idam sadbam. Jagat abhakta murtina. That is his abhakta, impersonal form. Everything is Krishna. But that does not mean that his personal form is finished, because he is expanded everywhere. This is Mayavad theory. And because God has expanded in so many varieties, therefore God has no form. No, that is not the fact. Fact is, Goloko eva nivasati akhilatma bhuto. He is in his original Satchidananda Vigraha. He is existing always. Goloko, he does not go anywhere, leaving aside his friends, father, mother, beloved, anywhere. He is always Vrindavanam parityajya padam ekam na gacchati. He does not go anywhere. Padam ekam na gacchati. Just like a big man, we have got so many examples. A big man, he is sitting at his home with family, he is enjoying. But he is managing many, many hundreds of factories sitting there. We have got practical experience. Big, big business magnate. They do not come to the office, neither he goes to the factory. Simply by his order, telephone, you do this, that's how things are going. So if it is possible materially that one ordinary man, he can manage hundreds of factories and offices without going there, simply by his order, the how much powerful is Krishna, we have to imagine. Sarai sajya purna, still, even a man or even a demigod, just like demigod Indra, he is managing the affairs of brains, how to collect the clouds, how to disperse them. And there are managements, so many managements. But all these managements are going on the supreme management, Krishna. Therefore he says in the Bhagavad Gita that maya dhakshena prakriti swati sacharata. This is to be understood, that one supreme person, he is managing everything, the material and spiritual world, everything is being managed by him. That is God. God is not so cheap. This is God. So Prahlad Maharaj Vaishnav, he understands that you are the only origin of everything. Janmadasya jata. Ekastameva jagat. The cosmic manifestation is changing, but the real cause is ekastameva. My Lord, you are the ekastameva jagadetat amusya jattam. The cause and effect, both. You are the cause and effect. There is no defined cause. Sarvakarana karanam. That is also confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is cause and effect both. Sarvakarana Karanam. Therefore Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Tatamidam Sarva. I am the original cause. Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Matta Sarvam Pravartate. Iti matya bhajante mang bhuda bhava saman. So those who are actually devotee, just like Prahlad Maharaj, such devotee can understand it is only Krishna. He is, by his unlimited power, Saraisajya, Purna, he is exhibiting in different way. Ekastameva jagatata amushtajatyam adyam. The same thing is fine. Vedic literature means there is no contradiction. Either you read this way or that way, it is not. People who are foolish, who cannot understand, they sometimes see contradiction. No, there is no contradiction. Same one flow. Therefore, because we are limited, our knowledge is limited, imperfect, therefore we should not argue. We shall accept what is stated in the Veda. And if we argue, then we'll find unnecessarily contradiction and we'll be misled. Don't argue. There is no question of Veda Vachan. Veda Vachan means Veda Pramana, Sruti Pramana. This is the way of Vedic civilization. If you can prove something, quoting from the Vedas, then you are victorious. Veda Pramana, Sruti Pramana. There are many evidences, but the first class evidence is Sruti Pramana. Sruti Sriti Puranadi, Panchuratri ki Vidhingvina. So, we cannot accept some rascal as God unless there is Sruti Pramana. Sruti Pramana, unless it is proved by the evidence of this. We accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality. Na Chaitanya Krishnyat Paratattam Paramiha. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Na Chaitanya Krishna, Chaitanya is Krishna. As there is no Paratattva above Krishna, similarly there is no Paratattva above Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna says that matta parataram nanda, there is no more superior truth than me. And the same Krishna is Krishna Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadarnaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini. Rupa Goswami. Therefore we have to follow Rupa Goswami. He says that, my Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are Krishna. You have simply changed the name, Krishna Chaitanya. And you are Krishna. Similarly, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says that, Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhatameka Purusa Purana. The same Purana Purusa. Adyam Purusha, Purusham Adyam Krishna. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhatam Eka Purusham. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dhari. The same Supreme Person Krishna, you have now appeared in a body which is called Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Actually you are the same Krishna. So where? Why he has come? Na Krishna Prema Pradayat. As Krishna, he could not give him to everyone. Krishna ordered, because he is the Supreme Person, he can order. Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. But he could not induce. We are so rascal that we could not take even directly the order of Krishna. We are so rascal. Therefore, Krishna again thought that these rascals, they could not understand me. All right, now let me appear as a devotee of Krishna. And I shall give not only Krishna, but Krishna prema. This is Mahavadana. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is Mahavada. He is not only giving Krishna, but Krishna pray. That is what. Premapumarthamaha. Our this human form of life is meant for achieving love of God. That is perfection of life. That is perfection of life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahavadana Bhuta because he is giving Krishna prem. Therefore, you'll see any person after chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he chants Hare Krishna Mahamantra, immediately he becomes in ecstasy. Krishna prema pradayat. Immediately. Even a third class man, even a child, even a boy, even a dog, immediately in ecstasy. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, we have got this opportunity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful movement, Hare Krishna movement. So take it very seriously and chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is Krishna. Krishna. But now he is chanting Krishna. Krishnam Varnayati. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, 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 Hare Krishna. It is confirmed in the Vedas that in the Kali Yuga the Lord will appear as this. Krishna Varnam Tisha Akrishna. He is always described Krishna. When he was a teacher, that time also he was explaining Krishna. When he was explaining grammar, he was explaining Krishna. Therefore, Jiva Goswami, understanding the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he compiled Harinamamrita Vyakaran. In the Vyakaran, in the grammar, all examples, all sandhi, samas, everything with Hari, Harinamamrita Vyakaran. Dhatu, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining dhatu, dhatu has got different meaning, and dhatu means the light, force, the vital force. So, he was explaining that this dhatu means Krishna. When Krishna is not there, then life is finished. So, the disciples who are students, they thought that this person has gone mad. You see, so they criticized. So immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu closed the Pathshala. So that is Krishna Varnayati. In everything, he was explaining Krishna. And when he was preaching, he talked to the Mohammedans, Afghans, and he proved from Quran, there is Krishna. From Quran. That is Krishna Varnayati. Krishna Varnayam. Anywhere, he will explain Krishna. There's nothing. And therefore, he has advised everyone that jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna. So one has to learn this art, how to explain Krishna in every step of life. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.